design. Like to give you a little bit of a brief history of the four ghosts. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Vayetze that Yaakov Avinu in the dream in the Suna Mudus of Arza, Roshem Avia Shemaima, Medrash says, Go Sar Shobava, he saw the Sar of Bava going up 70 steps and then falling down. He saw the Sar of Paras going up, I believe, one is 36 and one is 52 between Paras and Yavan and falling down. And then he saw Sar Shabadai going up and up and up and up. Nisyare Yaakov. Yaakov got thankful and he said, does he not have a downfall? So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, even if he makes it up to me, Misham Aridah, from here I will bring him down. That's the Medrash in Parshas Vayetze about the dream of Yaakov Avinu. Darizal tells us that the four Averis that caused the four Golosim, Bavel was Averis Zara, Paras was Gilei Arayas, Yavan was Shlichus Damim, and Edai is Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam. The Tzaddik tells us that any time there's an outside war with Klal Yisrael, that means there's an internal battle against that Yetzer Hara. Whatever that nation stands for, that's what Klal Yisrael is battling at that point. So by Golos Bavel, they had to battle of Avodah Zarah, and so on and so forth. But we find something interesting. No one can probably tell me the date that Bavel, Golos Bavel, was battle. There's no Yom Tov to celebrate in Golos Bavel's battle. We went straight from Golos Bavel right into Golos Paras. There was no break in between. Right away, how did Bavel fall? Paras conquered it. Nothing to do with the nace of the everything is a nace of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But there was no direct nace for Klal Yisrael in Golos Bavel. Adonai, two Gaiish nations, it looks very natural. Two Gaiish nations fighting, Paras wins, end of Golos Bavel, beginning of Paras. What happened to Bavel? Why is Bavel different than any other Golosim? We have a Purim for Paras, we have a Chanukah for Yavan. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, the Pasuk, in Yirmiyah, they won't say Chai Hashem that took us out of Mitzrayim. Chai Hashem, Shehaytzi, Vehevi, Eschem, Eretz Tzofen, Varan, Brachas, Shebeis. Why in the world is there no Yamta for Golos Bavel? I think we can understand it. Because if Golos Bavel is connected to Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah, we never beat Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah. Gemara tells us in Yuma, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah took away the Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah. They said, we can't last through the Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah. They davened to the Rebbeinu Shlom, he should take away the Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah. We never conquered the Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah. We never beat Golos Bavel. Chesed Hashem, that he took away the Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah, and therefore there was no need for Golos Bavel anymore. Because Golos Bavel was connected to the Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah. That's why we didn't have the victory over Golos Bavel. Bavel disappeared. Not with the nation of the Rebbeinu Shlom directly for Klal Yisrael. And again, everything is for Klal Yisrael, and everything is a nace. But no direct open nace. Because that Yetzer Hara we never conquered. That Yetzer Hara was taken away from us. That means we couldn't beat the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. But the Rebbeinu Shlom of Rachmav agreed to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah and removed the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. But an interesting thing, the Gemara tells us that it was like a lion that came out when they conquered the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. It was a lion that came out in Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. What is the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah doing in Beis Kodesh HaKadosh? You would think that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is the bavar for the place, not in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The answer is, every Yetzer comes with a bad and a good. Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was, everybody got up in the morning and they had a desire to serve. You had a desire to serve. We can't associate it with it because we don't have a Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. When there was a Yetzer Hara and Avodah Zarah in the world, everybody got up in the morning. What can they serve? Who can they serve? How can they serve? If they did it right, they served the Rebbeinu Shlom. They used that desire, Yetzer means desire, to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom. They did it wrong, Rachman al-Nusman, they served the Beit Zara. That Yetzer is located in the base Kodesh HaKadosh. It can be the highest form of Aveda to serve the Rabbi Nishlan. When misused, it's Aveda Zara. After they took away the Yetzer of Aveda Zara, no one wakes up anymore with a desire to serve. That's gone. There was no atheism in the time of Bayis Rishon. Everybody wanted to serve. Nobody didn't believe in the Rabbi Nishlan. The question was what they believed in. In mediums, and many begods, but there was no Aveda Zara per se. No, I mean this atheism per se, because you had a desire to serve. Rabbi Nishlan took away the Eitz Hara of Aveda Zara. He took away the Eitz Hara of Aveda Zara means he took away the desire to serve. No longer is there a desire to serve, and that's why there was never an end to Golos Bavel. It disappeared as the Eitz Hara disappeared. A riot was over. The Gemara said they wanted to take away the Eitz Hara of Aveda Zara. So the Gemara, the chicken stopped laying eggs. What does chicken laying eggs have to do with Yetzer Hara Gilui Arayis? The answer is, Yetzer Gilui Arayis is the desire to have children, to have offspring. Done correctly, it's a mitzvah. Done incorrectly, it's Gilui Arayis. You take away Yetzer Gilui Arayis, you're taking away that desire. The world can't exist without desire. And therefore, they didn't take it away. The Gemara said, they blinded it, and the person shouldn't have a desire for their relatives, but that's the Gemara. So the Yetzer of Aveda Zara disappeared. Golos Bavel disappeared. We moved on to Garis Paras. What is the Golos of Paras of Madai? The Rizal tells us it's connected to Gilui Arayis. You read Megillas Esther, it's amazing. Drinking and women. That's all the Megillah is about. From the beginning, almost to the end. Achashverosh, the first thing he does is make a party. Then he makes a second party. Then he kills his queen because of those reasons. And then after he kills his queen, he picks the queen in the most disgusting possible way. And after he picks the queen, Vayas Melech Mishta Esther. Vayitra party. What does Haman do? Vayitra party. Melech Haman Yashvu Lishtais. What does Esther do? Let's have a party. She persuades Achashverosh through a party. It's all taiva. The word of Megillas Esther is taiva. That was the Yetzer Hara. Nanu Meyaitza Suda. They joined the Suda. They joined. They had a taiva to belong. They had a taiva to mix in. They had a taiva to be included. It was a desire. Nanu Meyaitza Suda. And even the Hishtachu Litzelim was Mepanim. It was just an affront that they should be able to belong to the nation. It was a desire Major Rabbi Nishlan gave us because we did tshuva, because we made Mordechai v'Esther, we did a level of tshuva, Rabbi Nishlan gave us Yeshua Purim. And Purim is a Yom Tov that's Nitzchias, because we have that kayach that Purim gave us to withstand Galus Paras, and we take it along with us. Yetzer Gilui Arayis is not gone. It was never taken away. But we have what it takes to withstand it, because Rabbi Nishlan gave us a Yom Tov to celebrate that nation that he did for us in that Golus. We move on to Chanukah, to Golus Yavan. Golus Yavan is Shvichas Dama. How did the Greeks kill? The answer is, the Greeks introduced something into the world. They introduced the concept that world, the center of world is man. The center of world is not a Rabbi Nishlaylam. The center of the world is man. You know, they had 100 gods. Who knows how many gods the Greeks had? They really had no gods. When you have 100, you don't have any. My Rebbe once told us, if you have more than one, so you can join whose team you want that day. So one day you're on one god's team, and the other day you're on the other god's team. That means you really don't have a god. You do what you want. Greece introduced the supremacy of man. Sports, art, all these things that people shine out. What happens when the world has man as its center, it has man as its center, and then there's an argument between two men. The better man wins. He's more important to the world. His quality of life is more important. So therefore, you dispose of the other one. Yavan is Ritzicha because that is, it's man, but there's a lot of men. There's a lot of humans. Who's the one that's more? The one that plays better ball. The one that can throw the thing further. The one that can make art. All those kaitas of Yavan all surrounded the fact that man is the center of the universe. That's Ritzicha. That's why you can permit abortions. Because it's not, I'm a better man than that man. And that's why you can pull plugs on people. Because I'm at the quality of life. I have a better quality of life. Torah tells us, my chazan, the damach, the dachzum mitvei, the damach, the haigavetzum mitvei. The Torah tells us that when you have two people, the question is, Reuben is told he kills Shimon or not, he gets killed. Shimon can be the Gadol Hadar. I'm sorry, Reuben can be the Gadol Hadar. And Shimon can be some plain person. Reuben's not allowed to kill Shimon. What do you mean? Reuben's a better man. There are no better men in Klal Yisrael when it comes to doing Ritzicha. We don't know who's better. My chazan is the damach sumach tvei, the damach the haigavra sumach tvei. Who knows whose blood is redder? Chazal tell us. Yes, there's halachas. If you can save somebody, who do you say first? Mishnah and Urias, that's because we don't know. So the Mishnah gave us what to do. But that doesn't allow a kohen to kill a levi to save his own life. How does he know who's more chashuv than Rabbi Nissim Zayas? Because we don't live in a man society where man is the center of the universe. We live in a Rabbi Nissim society where the Rabbi Nissim is the center of the universe, and our job is to serve him the way he tells us to serve him. Notice, Nes Chanukah is Teresh Baal Peh. It's not written up anywhere, only in the Gemara. It's not even in Mishnayos. The Yom Tov of Teresh Baal Peh. That is to listen to Chazal. There is no supremacy of man. It's the Ratzon HaBayrei as taught to us by Chachmei Yisrael, by Chazal. So the Nes of Chanukah gave us the ability to withstand the Yetzer of Ritzicha. To understand that if you make man the Iker, then you have people killing each other all different ways. Because then I'm better than that man. I'm more important than that man. There's not a Torah that can think. That's the Eitzar of Ritzicha. Chanukah gave us the ability to withstand it. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, we have to withstand that Eitzar of Yavan that is permeates this whole world. It still exists today. They're still killing. Who knows how many people under the guise of quality of life or I'm more important. Happens all the time. That's Yavan. And Chanukah is supposed to give us, and it does give us, that ability, if we use it correctly, to withstand the Yetzer of Yavan. Those were limited Yetzeres. Bavel, Paras, Yavan, their Malach went up, their Sire went up a certain amount of steps, and then he fell down. Bavel 70, 36, and 52. And they fell down. And the Rabbi Nishan provided us with the Yeshua, either through an ace, without an ace, and he saved us and gave us the ability to continue on serving him. Then came Edayim. And Edayim is a whole new thing. Ramban tells us in the Pasuk in Lech Lecha on the four kings, Amravam Melech Shinar, Arya Melech Halasar, Kedavim Melech Elam, Sidon Melech Goyim. Ramban over there says it refers to the four Malchias. Sidon Melech Goyim, many nations. Edom becomes many nations. Why is Edom many nations? Shavutner's Mavayer, that the power of Edom was to use different nations against Klal Yisrael. It started off as Rome and quickly turned from a nation into a religion. Rishayim point out that Edom is Christianity. Christianity is Golus Edom. And Edom is Sidon Melech Goyim. He's able to combine all the kaychas of the world. Each one of the Shivim Umais was given a kayach. Edom is not one of the Shivim Umais. Either is Yishmael. They're descendants of Avraham Avinu. The Shivim Umais were split up into Dara Afraga, and we say over there, Atu Hashem Elokim Hashabachar Tabi Avram. You chose Avram, that was at Dara Afraga. When the Rabbi Nisam separated 70 nations in the world, and he chose Avram to be the Neshama B'tai Chagov, 70 nations to create a body of the world, and Klal Yisrael to be the Neshama in the body of the world. That happened by Avram's time. There are two descendants of Avram Avinu, Edom and Yishmael. They're not one part of the 70 nations. The Gra says by with a mark of 70 parim on Sukkos, connected the Shivim Umoy Sa'ayla. Zok the Gra, Sawyer is Edai. Sirizim is Yishmol. And he says that if you count the number of parim that are brought on days when it says Sir Echad Lechatas is 35. And the number of parim that it's brought when we say Sir Izim Echad Lechatas is also 35. Half the world under the influence of Edayim, and half the world under the influence of Yishmol. They're not part of the 70 nations. They use other nations. They are the covering. They are the religion today behind the 70 nations. 35 on one side, 35 on the other side. Now I just want to point out, before I move into Edom further, that the Gra says that when the Rabbeinu Tzom took away the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah, we also lost Nevuah. Because the Rabbeinu Tzom creates a world with equilibrium. There's got to be equal Kaychas HaTayv and equal Kaychas HaRa, so we should be able to make but choose. Should be able to choose. If there's no Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah, there can't be Nevuah, because then there wouldn't be Bechira. The Gaon teaches, Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'mhera B'yameinu, V'sein Chokeinu B'sai Resecha, V'sham Navatcha. What is V'sein Chokeinu B'sai Resecha doing in between Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'mhera B'yameinu, V'sham Navatcha? What's V'sein Chokeinu B'sai Resecha? Zuck the God. That Shad is in the time of Nevuah. He walked over to Hanavi and said, what am I supposed to learn? How am I supposed to learn? Am I supposed to learn Ian? Am I supposed to learn Bekiyas? Am I supposed to concentrate on Halacha? Am I supposed to concentrate on Kachim? Am I supposed to concentrate on Zroim? Where is my Chelik in Torah? Everybody has a Chelik in Torah. We don't know our Chelik in Torah. We try, but we don't know. We listen to our Rebbeim who teach us how to learn, what to learn. And Navi was, there were hundreds and thousands of Navi'im. We only know the ones that wrote Svarim, who's literally Kasev. But the yeshivas b'nei Nevi'im. They were all Nevi'im. He went over to them and said, what's my Chelik in Torah? They would tell you, you're supposed to learn this way. Your avodah is to do this. It was easy. We asked the Yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mhera B'yameinu, which had the Nevi'im back, the Seif HaKein of Maseir HaSecha. We'll know our Chelik in Torah. But we lost that. And we're up to Golus Edrei. We're up to Golus Edrei. An interesting Gemara in Avodah Zarah we just had recently in Daf Yomi. Gemara says, Ayra Cheres Haisa. There was another holiday. Once every 70 years, and the reason for 70 years is because after Bayis Rishon, Chai Yisrael went back there to Yisrael after 70 years. So once every 70 years, Rome celebrated the defeat of Chai Yisrael. Now let's just stop and think about that. Rome conquered most of the world. Rome was the world power. They didn't make a holiday when they captured France. They didn't make a holiday when they captured Germany. They didn't make a holiday when they captured Northern Africa. They made a holiday only in remembrance of when they captured Klal Yisrael. Because it's Esau versus Yaakov. They knew that. They knew it's Esau versus Yaakov. And this Gemara proves the point. Every 70 years, they made a holiday. They took a healthy person, and they took a lame person. Lame person symbolizing Yaakov Avinu, after the Sar Shal Esav. The healthy person symbolizing Esav. They put Esav on top of Yaakov. Okay? Esav is dominant, Yaakov is a nothing, he's an Eved, he's under Esav. Symbolize the healthy person riding on top of the lame person. Marna Benizar. But then they did something very strange. The Romans, Yamach Shemam B'Zichram, had skinned Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol alive. Mar tells us, Nasara Ruge Malchus, the daughter of the Caesar, desired that he keep Rabbi Shmuel alive because he was a very beautiful, handsome person. And he refused, but he agreed to preserve his skin. So he skinned Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol alive, and he preserved the skin, and they made a mask out of it. Beautiful skin, preserved to look as if Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol is alive. And who did they put it on? They put it on the one that represented Esav. Why are they putting the skin of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol on the one that represents Esav? He wasn't a Roman. He was a Kohen Gadol. They killed him. A trophy? So for a trophy, they have to put it on the top of the guy who's going on top, the figure, the one representing Esav. Can hang the trophy up. And no more trophies? You know, they put out a coin. When they captured Yerushalayim, they put out a coin, Judas Capia. I don't know the Latin word. Whatever it is, they captured Judah. They didn't do it by any other nation, that coin. It was a celebration that they won over Yaakov. So why are they putting the skin of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol on Esav? And the answer is, Galus Edom is different than any other Galus. Besides the fact that every nation in the world is influenced by Esav and is used by Esav against Klal Yisrael, sometimes it's Spain, and sometimes it's Poland, and sometimes it's Germany, and sometimes it could be any other country, Russia, others. Besides that fact, there was another thing they did different than any other Galus. Bubbo never claimed to replace Klal Yisrael. Bubbo never claimed that they're the Am HaNifchar. They're a world power. They conquered as many nations as they can, and destroyed as many nations as they can, and killed as many persons as they can. So with Paras, so with Yahweh. Edom decided that they're replacing Klal Yisrael. They're descendants of Avraham Avinu. Why is Yaakov, why is he the Am HaNifchar? We are the Am HaNifchar. We're the new chosen nation. Rabbi Nisham got disgusted with his old chosen nation, and he chose us. The beauty of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol that once belonged to the Jews now belongs to us. That was the message Edom was sending. No other Galus ever claimed to take over from us. The other nations, they don't talk about Elam Haba. They don't talk about Gehenna and Gan Eden. The other nations serve Greeks. Enjoy life. Live and be merry, for tomorrow you shall die. It's all Elam Hazadik. No belief in the world to come. Edom came along, became different, and turned into a religion. The new Jews, the new representatives. That was Edom. And therefore, they took the skin of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Let's listen to a Rambam. This is a Rambam in Hilchos Melachim that the censors have taken out. But the new Rambams that are printed in the last 25, 30 years, they put them back in. Satan Rambam. Avamachshav is Bairi Yoylam. This is a very good Aleph. Hilchos Melachim, Halachad Aleph. Avamachshav is Bairi Yoylam. Ein Kayach Ba'adam Lahasigam. The Machshav is a Bairi Yoylam. There's no power in mankind to understand them. Kiloi Dakeinu Drachav. He doesn't follow our path and our machshavas. Listen. All the stories about Yeshu HaNaitzri. Yes. The Rebbe will put them into the world to prepare the road for Mashiach. So he stayed in Rambah. Ulisakin Israelum Kuloi, to get the world fixed up ultimately. Lavin is Hashem B'yacha. And he brings the pasuk. Shemar, Kiaz, Apach, Elam, and Tzav, and Rura, Likra, Kulam, Hashem, Hashem, Bab, Hashem, Kesha. How are Yashka and Mohammed Masakin the world for Mashiach? Yashir Derech, Lamel, Chabashiach, these are the words of the Rambah. Dr. Rambam, people talk about Messiah. They talk about the Bible. They talk about commands. There's no island in the world that doesn't know about Torah, doesn't know about a Rabbeinu Shlalom, doesn't know about mitzvahs. Uba'anu rabbi, arei lelev. They nice them and nice them with dvarim, and they deal with it. Eilu b'dvarim, uba mitzvahs atayim. Eilu ayim mitzvahs eilu. Emes hayu, kvar bat lubizman hazeh. Some say he used to be Hashem's will, he changed his mind. Eilu ayim dvarim, the star is yesh behem. There's hidden meaning. Ve'enem kibshutam. Okvar bat mashiach, v'kolo nishtereyem. It's now a new world. We don't have to worry about those hidden meanings. Yamid Hamelach Hamashiach Bemes, and when Mashiach comes, the Yatsliach, the Yoru, the Nasei, the Yad, and Kulam Chayzun the Yoden, she Sheker Nachlu Abiseyem, Ushinivayem Abiseyem Yitu. They'll see that they were all wrong, but it'll be a much easier job for Mashiach. Everybody knows about the Rabbi, everybody knows the Torah. They have all kinds of weird, different ways of believing and doing. But it'll be easy because you won't have to teach people that there's Rabbi Nishlam. You won't have to teach people that there's a Torah. It's there. And there's mitzvahs there. It'll make life easier for Mashiach. This is the Rambam in Hukas Malach. Kashi is, the Torah tells us that on the day that the Torah was translated into Greek, was a fast day. They fasted. The world turned dark because Torah was taken away from our exclusivity and given to Goyim. What do you mean? The Yasher Derech. It's a good thing. They use the Torah in different languages, the Yasher Derech. Why is it a terrible day? Why did Chayshah come to the world for 3 days? The answer is, this is Churban. Had we done it correctly? Had the Beis HaMikdash lasted? Had the Beis HaMikdash been around? We wouldn't need no Yeshu and no Muhammad, Yimach Shemam Zichram. We wouldn't need them. We would have done it ourselves. Chai Yisrael al Admasam, them Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, they would have been able to serve Hashem, do Rizayinai, the world would see, they would see what a nation is which serves Hashem, and it would spread. We wouldn't need any help from any Goyim. Unfortunately, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash means we didn't do our job. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. So we're in Galus, and we spread our name, Shem's name, by existing in Galus, and by doing mitzvahs in Galus. But we needed help. What a terrible thing that we needed help. What a terrible thing it is that we couldn't do it ourselves. Churban. Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Churban in the fact that we didn't do our mitzvah. The Netziv in Parshas Kisavai says, Chayishok in Mashiach in the world through our high reason, or unfortunately through our evil, through Klalus, through Teichacha. We needed help, that's Guf of the Churban. Yes, the Rambam tells us we needed their help, but that's why the world turned dark, because we needed their help. We needed their help. How sad it is that we needed their help. So now we have a Klalus Adai. A facade of unity called the United Nations, or whatever else they call themselves. Facade of unity where no unity really exists. But that's Adam. Adam is called red because he's interested in the outside. Kesev Ma'ashim Ma'asamelech Ma'asateber. He always made a show of himself. Like he's Fafrum, he's Master Melech and Teber. There was never any Teichelis, never any real, it was always a facade. And now he presented a facade called the religion that manifests itself in different ways in different countries. Because it's a facade, like the Medrash tells us, that there was a Roman judge who prosecuted three kinds of crimes, and he came home and he told his wife, I did all three today. I did all those three averes today also. It's a facade, it's a covering, it's a way to make things look nice. But there's no real reality to it. But that's Edom. That's Edom, that's the Galus we're in. The Galus are people who want to replace the Yidden. And then on the other side, join Yishmo. Talk a little bit more later. So now we're entering the 3 weeks. And Meretz Hashem, we won't enter the 3 weeks. I mean, we will, but it'll be 3 weeks of Simcha. But if Rachmanu L'tzlan Mashiach doesn't come, it'll be 3 weeks. Start Shabbat of Tammuz and ends on Tisha B'Av. And it's interesting because the Avelus goes Min Akala L'Chomer. Usually, Avelus goes Benachomer Elakal. Usually Avelus works downward. Achmanu Lutzman, a person loses a relative. There's the first Yaimanisa, Shiva, Shleishim, Yud Beis Chaydish. It goes Benachomer Elakal. And here we go Benachal Elachomer. Here we go Elakal Elachomer. I think we can understand it. With the partner of Tzachazisu, the Alta Mekelem, I'd like to offer an other shot to help us understand it. There's a story that the Ramah brings down, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi met this Greek philosopher. The world says it was Plato. He met Plato at the Beis HaMikdash, at the site of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Yirmiyahu HaNavi was crying. And Plato said to him, "I don't understand you. You're a chacham. You're a smart, wise man. You cry over bricks and mortar? That's what you cry over?" First kasha. And second kasha, you cry over spilled milk? It happened already. So what are you crying about? It's over. So Yirmiyahu told him, "Ask me any question you have in philosophy." So Plato asked him. And Yirmiyahu, I know he had a terrace for every one of them. So Yirmiyahu said, "That chachma came from this building. That's why I'm crying in this building. Because that chachma came from this building. And it came from this building, therefore I'm crying. And the second question you ask me, you won't understand the answer." That's Tachin Divrei Ramah. That's how the Ramah quotes the story. Zakrib Simcha Zizo, the altar from Kalam. What was the answer to the second question that he can't understand? What can he understand? What did Yirmiyahu have a terrace to the second question? That you don't cry over spilled milk. And Plato wouldn't be able to understand it. So Kipsim Chazitso, he doesn't understand that these tears are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't understand that these tears are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. A guy can't understand that tears are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. To a guy, you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash by building a building. Doesn't understand that there was no way Yirmiyahu could explain to Plato that the Nisaba Yushalayim is causes Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Couldn't understand it. Couldn't understand it. So therefore he didn't tell it to him. I wanted to say a little different, and I think that'll answer our question. The Rashi in Parshas Pekudei. Rashi says, "Eile Pekudei Amishka Mishkan Eidus." So Rashi, why does it say Mishkan two times? Beis Hamikdash and its Mashkan Babenisayim Shal Yisrael. Now, what does a Mashkan mean? If I have something that belongs to somebody else and they take it away, it's not a Mashkan. It's their item. The Beis Hamikdash was taken as a Mashkan. That means it belongs to me, and it was taken away as a master. That means we own the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rabbi Nisham took it away from us as collateral. Doesn't say the Rabbi Nisham took his Beis HaMikdash away. It said he took our Beis HaMikdash away. Rashi says it's a master. Master means I own it. Somebody needs to collect. He takes a master from me. I heard from my Rebbe, Yaakov Weinberg Zitzel. I heard from my Rebbe that Pshat is the default option is that there's a Beis HaMikdash. It's not Pshat there's a Churban today because there was a Churban 1900 and who knows how many years ago, almost 60. That's not why there's a Churban. There's a Churban because today there's no Beis HaMikdash that should be there. It's our Beis HaMikdash. If it's not there today, Kilu Nechav Abayamav means if it would be here today, Rachmana Litvana would be destroyed. Because if we didn't deserve the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it would be here. It's ours. The fact that it's not here is not because of old Chaimus. Kolchla Nivna Beis HaMikdash Biyamav Kilu Nechav Abayamav is saying that the Beis HaMikdash belongs here right now. And if it's not here right now, that means it would have been destroyed had it been here right now. It's a mashkin. It's being held as a mashkin. Our Beis HaMikdash belongs to us. As soon as we're ready, it comes. What Plato wouldn't understand is that Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed b'chol shana b'shana. Shiva B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av is not just to remember something old. Every Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the process of Churban starts. Again, it starts yearly. Just like the Rishayim tell us by Yom Tov, that every Pesach we get a Hashpah of Cheres. And every Shavuos we get an infusion of Matan Torah. Every Shiva Asa B'Tammuz starts new Churban. It's not the old Churban, it's a new Churban that's starting now. And we can stop it. The patient is not dead, the patient is sick. The patient is around. It's biodeinu. If it's not here, it's because we didn't earn it now. So, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz starts the process. You notice the things that started at Shiva Asa B'Tammuz were all the process that ended on Tisha B'Av. Ego, Meraglim, Nifka'ir, destruction of Beis HaMikdash. One is process, one is consequences. The process starts. It's not the old, it's a new, it's a current process. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz starts Hufka'ir, starts the process of Churban. And therefore, we're working our way up to a stronger Avelus, Rachmana L'Tzlan. Tisha B'Av is not because once upon a time. Tisha B'Av is because now there's no Beis HaMikdash. I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav David Krungles. So he says, so what happens after Tisha B'Av? Is the Beis HaMikdash back? So he said, the Pasuk in Kehelet, ace for this, and ace for this, and ace this way. He said, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us different times of the years to use different emotions. Really? Really, we should worry about Churban Beis HaMikdash all year round. But the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us different times of the year to use different emotions of ourselves. So now, after Tisha B'Av, it's not the time of the emotion of feeling the Churban. But it's a yearly thing that happens. It's not an old thing. It's a yearly thing. And Mamela, when we go into the 3 weeks, we're not saying, oh, once upon a time. Yeah, once upon a time. Once upon a time, the luchas were broken. Once upon a time, hufkayir. Once upon a time, bitul atamid. Once upon a time, sarva paistam as a satara. Now, the process of golus is starting again. The Beis HaMikdash is not here. Tisha B'Av is not only when it happened, Tisha B'Av is when it's happening. Because if we did, it's a mashkin. It means it's ours. Just have to redeem our mashkin. We don't need a new one. We need to back what we had. Belongs to us. Belongs to us. To Santa Gemara in Baba Basra. Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to kill the Leviathan. He might as well tzaddik him, Blessed Levi. I mean, he's going to kill the Leviathan. He'll be the Sudas Leviathan. Then the Gemara talks about an animal that's called. Gemara says, where is it? Gemara calls it Behemoth Bahari Aleph, the great behemoth that pastures in 1,000 mountains a day. Zokter Yivam Baba Basra, the Vyasin is Edain, and Behemoth Bahari Aleph is Yishmal. So you should take in Ritva, Baba Basra, and Dalit of the base. Behemoth Bahari Aleph is Yishmal, the Vyasin is Edain. The two powers that we're in Galus by. The Mekubalim saying, I don't know Kabbalah, but I read it once, that the Tsar of Edain is the Samach Mem, and the Sara of Yishmol is the female of Samach Mem. Lamed Yud, whatever the spelling is. And those are the two kaiches that are fighting Klal Yisrael. and they're around, and they're around, and the Gula will come, it won't be a Leviathan, and there won't be a Mehemoth Bahar Yolov. It'll be taken away. It'll be taken away. Question becomes, Yishmael did tshuva. Pasuk tells us, so why are his descendants such terrible people? The worst of the worst. Pera Adam, Chayus. He did tshuva. Shouldn't his tshuva have helped? Teretz is, we say, Kale Seir V'chaisnai. Edom was Meshadach himself with Yishmael. He pulled Yishmael back into things. The marriage between Edom and Yishmael, the marriage of the two Kaychas Atuma, and one pulled the other one back into it, and that's why there's an Esav, and that's why there's a Yishmael. And then the Gemara in Baba Basra says something very interesting. Gemara says, Yiftach Yagiach Yarden Alpiu. It's talking about the Behemoth Bahari Olam, and he's secure when the Yarden pushes water to the mouth. Water to the mouth of the Yarden is Leviathan. The Pasuk is talking about Behemoth Bahari Olam. Zog the Gemara. Amar Elo Amar Rava Ba'ula. Amasai Behemoth Bahari Olam Betuchais. When does Yishmael have security? As long as Edom is around. Yishmael's existence, it looks to Edom. If Edom is around, then they're secure in their existence. If Edom is gone, it's over for them and they know it. It plays out in history countless times. The main people that hurt Klal Yisrael throughout these long galus that we're in were the Christians. The millions and millions of Kabbalists over the years, starting all the way back, throughout through Arayim Azer, were the Christians. Yishmael never was the dominant world power. If they were, it was a very short time. Was always the Christians over the Yishmael. But as long as the Christians acquiesce as the Muslims and the Arabs bother Yidden, they're secure. As long as everybody can wave and say it's fine, as long as it's only Jews, they don't have anything to worry about. They don't have anything to worry about. I heard from the Shabbatai in the Kles for the Rebbe, I heard it from him, he joined us up yesterday, Schutz Yagin Aleinu. He said, why is there a UN? He said, because the Gemara Pasuk says, he asked the Kala v'chala goyim. When Mashiach comes, he's going to destroy all the nations. So a country is going to say, we never did anything against the Jews. Why are we getting destroyed? So the Benishim said, how'd you vote in the UN? How did you vote over there? Which way did you vote? What do you mean, you never did anything? The whole purpose of the UN is he asked the Kala v'chala goyim. I heard some places. The whole purpose is there, so every nation can be said, look how you voted in the UN, and don't tell us whether you did something or not. I once heard from a Rav, Svay Chamatzchel Agoyim Ashaloy Yidvucha, Hamamlochas Asher B'Simcha Loi Karo, Ki Acha L'Jakob. Starts Lashon Rabim, and it ends Lashon Yachid. Svay Chamatzchel Agoyim Ashaloy Yidvucha, Hamamlochas Asher B'Simcha Loi Karo, Ki Acha L'Jakob. Achal is Lashon Yachid. I once heard from a rabbi, he said, Shoicha Maschel Allah Goyim, because they watched Ki Achal Lashon Yachid and they were happy. They didn't do it. But they were happy Ki Achal Lashon Yachid. They watched. They watched then. They watched in World War II. They watching now. It doesn't bother them as long as it's Jews. A Chas V'Shol, if you kill an Arab kid somewhere, then all of a sudden it becomes world news. But as long as it doesn't seem to bother too many people for too long. The outlier is that the United States seems to be a Malchus HaChesed that doesn't fall into that. But Europe, full of citizens Yisrael. Never stopped. Never stopped. So here we are. We're in Golos Edom and Yishmael. So what do we do? So what do we do? We're in Golos Edom and Yishmael. Unfortunately, the Gaulus is extending. Baruch Hashem, Gemara Yuma, Gemara Yuma Daf Yud Amud Aleph says Asi Paras Lipo Raimi is Machlokes. Raim and Paras are going to have a war. Paras is the Arabs. Rome is the Christians. Maybe we've kind that already a few weeks ago. Rome and Paras. Maybe yes, maybe not. Only revenge on those. It's coming close. But what do we do? What do we do? The Radak and the Pasuk Al Chamesai Yushalayim Hivkati Shemre. Dr. Adak, one of the Pshatim. What is the Hivkati Shemrim Al Chamesai Yushalayim? Dr. Adak, the Shemrim are the people that are Mitzapel Yeshua. If we hope for Mashiach, that's Shemr Yushalayim. Al Chamesai is a Radak. Al Chamesai Yushalayim Hivkati Shemrim, one of the Pshatim of the Radak is by being Mitzapel Yeshua, we're Shemr Yushalayim. It's a piece of the Yeshua. One of the questions they ask a person after 120. It's a piece of the Yeshua. The Rebbe, as the Bezutzain said before, that when a person says, it's Semach David Avdecham Heres Atzmiach, Kilishuascha Kibinu Chayayim, he should be Mitzapel Yeshua. Some people say, I don't want to get involved in the Shchaz, that the words of Mitzapel Yeshua that this of Svar Tzidurim have, some, came because Darizal said you have to be Mitzapel Yeshua. So one of the Sidurim had in there, and it said Mitzapel Yeshua, that's what you should be doing. So somebody added it to Shemay Nesra. But really, the Nusach is Kishasu Kvinu Kayayin. But because Darizal said that there you have to be Mitzapel Yeshua, so somebody wanted to do a chesed, he put it in the Siddur that you should be Mitzapel Yeshua. It became part of the Nusach Mitzapel Yeshua. I'm not getting involved in the Shlars, Kach Mikubad. And by Shasu, and you're Mitzapel Yeshua. You don't have to say Mitzapel Yeshua, you have to be Mitzapel Yeshua. Let me try to explain what I tell myself. Now, Levi, I should be Zayah. What does Mitzapel Yeshua mean? Somebody came to us today, any one of us, and even Zayah, and said, Mashiach's here, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you have to leave everything you own behind. Everything. We know it's going to be better, we believe it's going to be better. We have Avtocha, it's going to be better. But it's an unknown. In reality, it's unknown. How many people are ready to say, okay, I'm leaving everything behind. My house, my business, my car, my bank account. I'm going with Mashiach. Lech Techa Kabbal Midbar. I don't know what's going to be. I believe that the Rebbeinu Shel means the best. Does anybody ever ask themselves the question when they say the Bracha Tzemach David? Anybody ever ask themselves that question? Semach David Avdecham Heres Atzmiach. You want it? Are you ready to leave everything behind and walk away? Question number one. And question number two, I've struggled with this question myself a long, long time. The Ramban holds that the minute Mashiach comes, there's no Bechira. That means you're frozen in place. The way you are is the way you are. Now, to be a warning before Mashiach, give us a last chance to do a real tshuva. But once Mashiach comes, you're frozen in place. Am I ready? Do I want to be frozen in place? Am I ready to not have Bechir anymore, which means I can't do tshuva anymore after Mashiach comes? Yeah, according to Rambam. Rambam argues, Achleikus Rishayim, we'll find out when Mashiach comes. The Gra says, that had it been early, it would have been one way, maybe the other, I don't know. I'll find out when Mashiach comes, I'll buy. Am I ready? I've been struggling with this question a long, long time. I once asked one of the Chashuk in the light, when I was learning in Baltimore, how do you daven a Semach David? He told me that if you're willing to say to the Rebbeinu Shel, I'm not worried about myself, I'm worried about you, you'll be okay. So on that, Azer Kesner Mechna. So for the last 50 some years, when I daven, and when I have Kavana, I think of that. Rebbeinu Shel, I really don't know if it's going to be good for me, but it's not about me. It's about you. But that's what Tzipisa L'Yeshua means. We have to understand what we mean by Tzipisa L'Yeshua. It's easy to pay lip service. I speak, every time I speak, I end, Mashiach should come in Harav Yameinu. Do I really think about what I'm saying when I say it? Do I understand what it means? I have a friend in Gaman. He went and asked his Rebbe when he went to buy a house. He said, I don't want to buy a house. His Rebbe said, why don't you want to buy a house? He said, now, I don't own anything. I have no bag, 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 I What else do I have? We don't have anything. I buy a house. I'm a homeowner. I live in Chutz-Lars. Rabbi told him, just buy the house. Don't be so far from it. But the question is some question that we have to ask ourselves. Halvai, we don't enter the 3 weeks, but we're headed towards the 3 weeks. This is the question. There's a constant churban. A churban that unfortunately is being remachadish itself. That means we're lacking. We haven't lived up to what we have to. Our Yeshua, Tzipisa li Yeshua, Mitzapim li Yeshua. So Rebbe mentioned, Arizal says, by a Semach David, that's what you have to do. Honestly, sincerely. Al-Chai Messiah Yerushalayim and Mati Shaymrim, this is the Shaymrim Al-Chai Messiah Yerushalayim. Benisham should help us all. To be able to be Zaychet and Madrega, to truly be Mitzapah of Yeshua. And through that, and as Rebbe mentioned, our Chaim that talks about Limud HaTorah, our Chaim in Parshas Tzavah says that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to take us out of Golus because we're not learning enough. So between the Hischaskas and Limud HaTorah, and between Tzipisa and Yeshua, maybe Zaychetaka, that we shouldn't have to have the 3 weeks. We should have the 3 weeks. Be Yom Tov of 3 weeks instead of the 3 weeks we have now. Thank you very much. Thank you.